I bought this this pink copper wire from Michael's. It's, you know, copper wire, but it's pink and so cute. I was like, oh, but they only had it in one gauge. Mm-hmm. They only had a 20 gauge.
How
so
big
like,
is that?
This is about like the size of an earring post. Okay. That
thin
thickness. Okay. Yeah. And I would have to have like a wrapping wire, which is like a really, really thin wire, like 28 gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had, Michael's is so like, they suck. Like, they don't suck because I went in there yesterday and I bought $100 worth of stuff for $60 because had some coupons.
Oh, yes.
Stuff was on sale. So that was great. But I'm just saying, like, you know, for, like, they're not a complete supply store. So I have to, like, go online and order some shit because Michael's doesn't have everything that I need.
Maybe you should find a supplier.
There's a bunch of different ones. Like,
And then you become, like, a supplier.
I don't want to be a supplier.
Well, I mean, like, if you're making jewelry and people like your work, they might be inspired by you. And if you have the product on hand, you could sell it, kind of like Ella. Because she sells molds and she sells, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Supplies, because kind of like what you're doing, you're getting inspired by other people, and if they happen to have a store and sold that shit on the store, that's awfully convenient.
Yeah. But, like...
You have to get it from China. So, I know.
No. Well, actually, no. More like India.
Okay.
But in a pinch, Michael's works.
Yeah.
But, like, if you have... Like, I ordered some moonstones. So, yeah, like, depending... I like to order from stores in the country. Specifically stores in California, because it comes in like 2 to 3 days, but
you gotta be that supplier, you gotta be that pusher, Brandy.
A lot of the, like I ordered from San Ramon, I ordered from this one wire company who everybody orders from, and they're down in Buena Park, so I'm like, yes, because I know my shit's gonna be there, like, soon.
Soon, yeah.
otherwise, I have to wait for stuff. Like, this is a rainbow moonstone. Dang it! Oh, say I click the picture and then it just disappears. Damn Google.
Let's see.
These are rainbow moonstones.
Oh, they look like what a freaking peacock would poop out.
Like peacock poop?
If like they're eggs or something, like, you know, like a
that's hilarious.
Dinosaur scales or peacock eggs. Colorful peacock eggs.
Well, I had to order those from India.
Well, those are really pretty.
So and have to wait for them to come. And I ordered them, like, last weekend. And it says they won't be here till at least the 14th. Between the 14th and the 22nd.
So. Boo!
I keep hitting that tracking button, and they're still in the same spot. And I'm just like, what the hell?
Boo!
What's going on over there, DHL?
How was your week?
That's pretty much how my week was. But actually, yesterday was when I went to Michael's. Because I went to Walmart because I had to get some storage drawers because I have shit everywhere and needed to put them somewhere. And then I ran next door to Michael's because they had all their beads were $29.99, all their strung beads.
Mm-hmm.
Even the $15.99 strung beads were $2.99.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had those two coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So I cleaned up in there and then I went home. Actually, I went to Mom's house and ordered Grandma some pizza and then I went home.
Nice.
How was your week?
It was busy. I had a busy week this week. We did the election on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was a busy day.
Yeah, and that, like, wasn't even, like, a busy, busy election.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Imagine.
Dude, I can't imagine, and wow, it was a busy day. And then the rest of the week, I just wanted to, like, rest, but there's no rest for the wicked. And, I was, nominated the Betty Babe of March.
Oh, that's awesome.
For the Boozy Betty.
I want to be a Betty Babe. A Boozy Babe. Betty Babe. Betty Boozy Betty Babe.
A Betty Babe. A Betty. So that was such an honor. So thank you, Chrissy. Thank you, Hope.
Did you get, like, did they send you something?
No.
Send you some stickers or, like, a...
No.
A plaque?
No. Just a little social shout out, and I think it's a month long thing, so it's for the entire month. And what the last girl did, she took over their Instagram feed.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're gonna want me to do that. I feel like I have to do stuff
for Instagram people.
Yeah, you're just gonna see a bunch of chickens.
Those are fun.
And dog biscuits
when you do them right. That's not fun. I don't want to look at chickens. Like, what the hell is this?
Who is this chicken?
Why is there chickens?
Who doesn't like chicken? So the chickens are going well. They're growing. I had to recently put some mesh or netting or something on top because they are going to start flying the coop because they're 12 days old today. And they grow so fast. Yeah. And I'm really excited for them to go into the coop. We were in there the other day, so I just have to tighten a few things, and then they'll be ready for the new home.
How much? You said you had to get chicken wire. You have to go to Lowe's or something?
Yeah, Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that, yeah.
Or like a feed store. Like, do they have it over here at the...
That feed store's gone.
No, yeah, no. That's a photography studio, or it was, unless the chick moved out of there, because, like, it's been a couple of different things. Yeah. I think it's actually, like, an auto... They do, like, classic car restorations over there now, I think.
Maybe.
Not the feed store. I meant the hardware store, Carl's Hardware. Do they have it?
They probably do have it at Carl's. I'll check. Thank you. Good idea. So that was that. It's just been, you know, busy just hanging out with the kids and the chicks and the dogs and tending to the backyard. The fence blew down, so Hepburn's handyman and fencing came through and got the fence back up.
I need to talk to your husband about, like,
y'all fence
putting a fence, the side fence back, and seeing, like, how much the materials and shit will cost, and then, like, how much he wants us to give him.
Okay, we can do that. So that's how my week was. So, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleek.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast. So I was going to read us a review from iTunes. And then I saw a 1-star. And why not? Let's just read this. Because somebody is mad.
Be mad.
So we got a review. It says the title is Garbage.
Your mama! Anyway, go
ahead. Sounds like foul mouth trailer trash on a spy microphone.
Oh, that's cute.
Wasted on Colt 45 malt liquor and Jello shots. I don't like Jello.
First of all, are they trying to talk shit because we're black?
I don't know.
Colt 45? Who drinks that?
Nobody. See if you can listen to more than I could stomach. 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Is this a person?
Just garbage. This was left by Dean Voss.
Dean?
Yep, Dean Voss.
Okay.
Dean, you're a dick, but it's cool. If that's how you feel, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel,
I'm
bro.
I'm going to go to his socials right now.
She's going to find you. So, Nature of the Beast, guess what? Good reviews, bad reviews, and the most recent one is a bad review. So that's how he feels. If you're still listening, thanks so much for pushing past the 2.5 minutes.
The foul mouth. Trailer of trash wasted on Colt
45 malt liquor and Jello shots.
Malt liquor and Jello shots.
This is what this guy gets down with, apparently, because...
Who does this?
Ew, we don't drink Jello shots. I don't drink Jello. And Colt 45, where do you even find that stuff? Like, settle down.
Who drinks Colt 45? I'm telling you, that's malt liquor. Like, that's...
Schlitz malt liquor!
That's the,
Schlitz malt liquor!
Dude, they were drinking Schlitz on, The Hunters.
Were they?
They were drinking Schlitz. Because Schlitz used to be like a beer. That
used to be the thing. Yeah, well, they're in the 70s.
And
the Hunters.
Schlitz sounds German, so.
I didn't even notice that.
I was like, Schlitz? He was like, yeah, I'll take a Schlitz. And then they had a cooler full of Schlitz.
Wow.
But they were little bottles. They weren't like,
that's,
you know,
funny.
They weren't a bull.
Yeah. Well, this guy feels like that, so feel your way. But here's a good review, so let's not leave.
Wait a minute. Can we guess which one is probably Dean?
Well, it's probably the old guy because...
I imagine so. But this might not be him. However, if it is him...
Suck my ass!
I'm pulling out Cardi B on y'all.
Oh, gosh, whatever. Hate is gonna hate. Anyway, thanks for listening. we got a nice review. And it says, if you want to hear about lying liars who lie, look no further. Brandy and Sunny bring some black girl magic to the stories of fraudsters, con men, and sociopaths. Love your energy, ladies. Keep up the good work. Tasha from TC by TY. Also, After the Snap Pod. So thank you, Tasha.
Thanks.
Tasha from TC by TB. Thank you. Thanks for the review. Hey, whatever. We're going to keep putting it up. So
That's right.
We're finding you.
Greater St. Louis area. I think he has more than one profile on LinkedIn.
That's a freaking, what are those? A troll!
Yeah, basically, yes. I feel like if you're going to go on somebody's, like, reviews and just, like, lambast them because you feel like it.
You know what? Last year, around this time, if we would have got a review like that, I would have been, like, so upset and would have thought a lot about it. But we're 1 year old now.
1 year old.
We're 1 year old. And we ain't got time for that bullshit. So
okay.
If you actually even listened, thanks for the listen, my friend.
Come to our live show whenever we have one.
At me, bro.
If
but
we ever have one.
Whatever. It's all good. That's life. Everyone, opinions are like assholes. And
exactly.
Everybody has one. Speaking of opinions, I'm going to get to the podcast, I promise. So I joined the chicken group on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
that's freaking hilarious. Chicken group. The chicken group.
I joined a chicken group on Facebook. And I put up something. I was like, hey, you know, this is what I'm giving my chicks. What else should I be doing to keep them on the right path? Someone suggested apple cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. So I went out and I bought some apple cider vinegar. And then I went to the group. I was like, okay, chicken people, pretty much. I was like, I bought the apple cider vinegar. How much do I give them?
What am I supposed to do?
Right? Brandy, it was like World War.
Because there's the apple cider vinegar chicken people and then there's the no apple cider vinegar
exactly.
people.
Exactly. They were like, why would you do that to your chickens? Yes, I'm yelling. I was like, whoa. Some people were like, I never give that to my chickens. What are you talking about? Why would you do that? Some people were like, I give it to my chickens all the time and, you know, it helps with gut health and, you know, this, that, and the other.
Because it has probiotics, blah, blah, blah.
You're right. 50. My vet said to not do that and this, and that.
That's the same with dog people. Like, exactly. Don't do that to your dog. Give your dogs this. Don't give them that. Blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah. Like the vets, honestly, they're like, Blue Buffalo is garbage. Blue Buffalo is garbage. Like, that, they will say that. Like, do not give that to your dog. Oh,
okay.
Because your dogs need more. Your dogs are not wild animals. Like, because, you know, oh, they need meat, blah, 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 blah. And they're not supposed to be able to process the meat. But, like, the, you know, like, the food that has the cornmeal and all that other shit in it has the nutrients that your dogs need. And, you know, Blue Buffalo is just coming in and trying to take business from other companies. And it's just like, there's a Blue Buffalo people.
Yeah.
And then there's the non-Blue Buffalo people.
Well, for the chicken people, there's apple cider vinegar people and non-apple cider vinegar people. And I was just watching the drama unfold. I was just like, this is hilarious.
Like, dude, all I did was ask a question.
They weren't mad at me. They were fighting with each other. And they were just like, people are like, well, my vet, it's a vet's like a doctor. The vet is an animal doctor. And there's bad doctors out there. There's good doctors out there. Exactly. There's doctors that believe one thing that are, you know, more, you know, homeopaths and naturalists and things like that. And other ones that believe, you know, other things. Yeah. So do your own research. Make your own decision as, which I have done.
Go to science. Right. Because honestly, in certain instances, doctors are the worst people to ask about stuff.
Right.
So, you know, just do all the research.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's helpful to get tips from pros. Mm-hmm. Do the research. Also, do your due diligence because you could hear, you know, five people say good, five people say bad, and then the one time that you go with the good, it ends up bad or vice versa. So, you know.
Yep.
You gotta.
You're totally right.
You gotta
do your research.
And go with your gut.
Go with God, Crispy.
Go with God, Crispy.
Go with God, Crispy.
Systematic sentence.
Yeah, so hey.
My name is Mary Clarence. Meta-clarence.
Systematic sentence.
He was like putting a British spin on it. It was hilarious.
Systematic sentence.
Meta-clarence.
So hey. Welcome. Hello, new listeners. Hi, how are you? Hopefully you're enjoying what you are hearing. If you're not, I guess you could say you don't and go leave a review.
If you like us, why don't you chip in on some Schlitz for us? I mean, no, wait. Colt 45 for us.
Yuck. Disgusting. Our existing listeners, hey guys, thanks for bearing us and we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever.
You guys rock.
We love you.
You rock. R-A-W-K rock.
Oh, R-A-W-K. And I got some stickers. They're tiny little confetti stickers, but I'm sending multiple. So
you'll get dots.
You'll get lots of dots to put wherever you want. And if you would like a sticker and you have not already sent me your address, go ahead and slide in one of our DMs and send your address, and I'll go ahead and send you a sticker for listening.
Send it to the email. Don't send it to a DM.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, send it to a DM. I was thinking something else. Never mind. I was like, in the comments. Put it in the comments.
No, no, no.
Just put your whole address
put in your whole comment. Address and your name and your birthday.
And your social.
No, don't do that. But send us a DM with your address if you would like some stickers, and we will send some stickers out to you next week, or this week, actually. So, Brandy.
What are we talking about today, Sunny?
Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Brandy. So, I actually thought about doing this a while ago, but then I got over it. But then I was in the hair shop yesterday.
Speaking of which, last week's topic, we talked about the marathon thief.
Yes.
The LA Marathon is today.
Nice.
It's today.
What do you know?
Or for those of us, so those of you who are listening on Tuesday, it was on Sunday, the mm-hmm. marathon. So that was pretty.
Sunday, March.
Timely.
7th?
Today's the 8th.
The 8th?
We're recording on the 8th.
It is the 8th. You're right. So yeah, so the LA Marathon just went by. So if any of you guys ran the LA Marathon, don't be cheating.
Look, run the whole thing, okay?
Run the whole thing. So today we are talking about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yay! So, this is interesting. There might be some dates I might have to pick up and go back to, but let's get into it. So we're going to talk about Lance Armstrong. My sources were Wikipedia.com. So, Wikipedia.com, YouTube, Oprah own, hang on, this website, what is it? MedicineNet.com and, Biography.com. I think that's what it was. So, Lance Armstrong was born Lance Edward Gunderson, born in Plano, Texas on September 18th, 1971. So he is a Virgo, and he was born a day before you, Brandy.
Yay!
So Lance was...
Somebody else's birthday is on September 18th.
That's either Lisa or Rupa's birthday.
I think it's Rupa's birthday.
And so Lance was born to parents Linda Gale and Charles Gunderson. And when Lance was 2 years old, his parents divorced. And the next year, his mother married Terry Keith Armstrong, a wow. wholesale salesman who adopted Lance that same year. And it's the 70s, so who knows? She probably had to get married, right?
She probably had to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like she was a teacher or something like that. Like, she was...
Well, in the 70s, they didn't have to. Like, in the 50s and 60s, they probably did, because women just stopped working when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but at that time, men could afford, a household of people.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, if you're not, you know, you're not making hundreds of thousands of dollars
help
a year.
Me, I'm poor.
You can't just get married on a working man's salary anymore. Not get married, but you can't just be a stay-at-home a mom to multiple children. On a single working man's salary, you have to have a two-income home.
You need a hustle.
Yeah.
A side hustle.
Okay. You better get on your Mary Kay, ladies.
Listen, I am back with my R&F business because it just makes so much sense. And if you actually... Anyway, we'll talk about it later. I'm going to sell eggs. Chicken eggs.
Listen, there's somebody up over there down the road that sells eggs. And if you don't want to drive way the fuck down there, you can... Buy your eggs.
Yeah, come there to my house. Go. Gotta get some more chickens. No wonder why people go nuts over chickens.
They be eating them chickens.
They do. I saw this guy on the chicken group, and he was like, you know, fuck you, angry rooster. And it was like a skinned chicken ready to go into the pot. You know, I was just like,
angry rooster.
I guess he had an asshole rooster.
Or was it his picture? Like, it was a picture
it was
of him
holding? I don't know who he is, but he was just like, and people were like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm just like, you assholes, but. They do eat the chicken.
It's food.
I know.
Like, it's food. Okay, so I had a boss before we get into the story.
I know, guys. We're going to talk about him, I promise. Lance Armstrong, get ready.
I had a boss. I had a boss, and there was a chick that worked at the company that I was working for. She had fruit trees in her backyard, mm-hmm. and she said that they didn't eat the fruit. I think it was apples and, like, some other, a stone fruit or something.
Pears, plums, peaches.
Something.
nectarines.
Yeah. They had fruit trees in their backyard, and she said that she never, like, she didn't pick them, she didn't eat them.
Okay.
They didn't eat those fruits, and he was like, you have a responsibility to eat that. That is food. He was upset.
How?
The boss was upset. He was like, that is food. You need to eat that. And I was just thinking, I mean, he's right. It's food. Like, you have a child. Yeah. So if you're, don't ever say you're hungry because you have food that you are not eating that's coming off your fucking trees. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I just thought that was funny because he was like really like upset. That is food. But he was older, you know.
So, they know,
and
yeah.
He had to start. He had to drop out of high school to start working because his mom, you know, had to raise like 4 kids, and the dad was never there or some shit. So
yeah,
he was like, "You better eat that." Like, I was just like, "Damn, he's really, really upset that she doesn't eat that fruit."
He's really upset.
All right, get to the story.
Get to the story. So Lance grew up in Texas. He grew up and began participating in swimming at about the age of 12. The next year, he joined a junior triathlon called the Iron Kids Triathlon, which he won at the age of 13.
Fun.
Right?
Let's put our kids in that.
They got, well, you know, with the triathlon, they got to swim, they got a bike, and they got to run. Uh-huh. So,
but that means that you can take them on a boat and not worry about them drowning. And then... Right. Like, if there's ever, like, a situation where they have to run, they'll be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then if they ever find a bike and they want to steal it, they can do that and get away really quick.
Why they gotta steal the bike, Brandy?
I said find it and then, you know.
Find it and
steal
it.
They want to take it. If they want to take a bike. No. I'm just saying, you know, like, in case of zombie apocalypse, do triathlon.
Okay. Well, at the age of 16, Armstrong began competing as a triathlete. And was a national sprint course triathlon champion in 1989 and in 1990. Soon, he chose to focus on cycling, which was his strongest event and his favorite event.
So, you were cyclist, or you played for the other team?
What?
What movie is that?
Say it one more time.
So, you were cyclist, or you just played for the other team?
Are you a cyclist, or you just played for the other team? So, it was somebody on a bike... I don't know.
Actually, I am a magician.
It's a magician. I don't know.
Es mágico. You're not getting it?
hang on. Hang on. I want to call it, Dirty Love?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one.
Dirty Love.
Yes. Dirty Love.
Yeah. I did not give up. Never give up, guys. You will get it. Fucking Cameron Dumb. Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
I was going to call her Carmen San Diego. Oh, man. And then he had the fucking thing in it, the flag in his ass.
Yeah, he was gross. It was those...
Rabbit!
Those pool tie things. The magician.
Yeah, the handkerchiefs.
The flag.
I was saving this for later.
Gross.
Okay, so Armstrong loved cycling, and it was his favorite sport. And during his senior year of high school, the U.S. Olympic development team invited him to train in Colorado Springs. So he left high school and then completed high school taking, like, private classes and a tutor, and he got his diploma in 1989. Blah, 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 blah.
89, so he's
10 years old.
When was he born?
71.
Okay, so he's 9 years older than me.
71, yes. So 89, so he left high school. He's playing, well, he's training with the Olympic team. The following summer, he qualified for the 1990 Junior World Team and placed 11th in the World Championship Road Race. So there's all these races. He participates in all these fucking races. And when I was reading about him, there's just stats all over the place. And it's like, I'm not, like... If any of
that's
you guys,
not the basis of the argument.
Right. So if you guys know the name Lance Armstrong, if you don't, you're going to find out. But if you're like our age or
a little bit older,
you know that name Lance Armstrong. And I'm just going to tell you what he did so then I could talk about all this shit that happens because it kind of commingles. So Lance Armstrong.
And you know what? Tom Green also did a thing with Lance Armstrong because Tom Green also... had the same battle.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. testicular cancer.
Yeah.
So he works his way to the top. Okay. He works hard. He did it as a kid. He was an elite athlete. Even before the cancer happened, he was being dirty, and by that, doping and blood doping. In the 1990s.
Explain what doping is to
you. Doping.
To the people.
To the people.
Oh. Webster's defines doping as.
So, there's two different kinds of doping.
That's like a terrible intro to an essay, by the way.
Webster's Dictionary.
Or a speech.
There's illegal substances, and then there's also blood doping. And during Armstrong's era, when he came up, it was prevalent. Everybody was doing it, and that's his argument. He was like, everybody was doing it. So what they were doing is they were taking a steroid called EPO.
They were doing it in baseball, too.
Yeah. Elite athletes.
Yeah, athletes.
So EPO, it's a drug they use to boost red blood cell count. So that's called blood doping. So what they would do is they would use this substance to increase their red blood count, which would make them perform better. It would give them more stamina. They could run longer.
Red blood cells carry oxygen.
Yes.
To your body, to your tissues.
Yes.
So you can perform better. You can run longer. Mm-hmm. You can jump higher. Not jump higher, but like jump for greater, lengths of time. Cycle for greater longer. Lengths of time. You can run, for longer distances.
Yes.
You don't feel fatigued as easily.
Exactly. What she said. So there's that, the EPO, which he admitted to using. And then there's the blood doping aspect of it. What they would do is they would take a couple pints of blood from said athlete, and then right before a race or a championship, they would go ahead and be infused with all this good blood, and it would pretty much do the same thing.
Okay.
They would just take an infusion of their blood, and they would perform better because they've got more blood in their system.
That's crazy.
It's disgusting. And I think what they were also doing is they would take that blood after they got the EPO injected into them, and then they would hold the blood for whenever they needed
water
it.
Water it down.
Sit in the refrigerator. And then when it's time to, when it's go time.
No, the EPO, it would water down the amount of EPO in their body.
So I get my boost of EPO and I've got all this extra red blood cells being produced in my body. Then I'm going to go ahead and take 2 pints of blood out of it, save it for later.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And then when it's time to go, you're going to go ahead and give me an infusion of that blood.
Got it. Okay.
Blood doping. So that's what that is. They get more blood, more oxygen, more performance, more endurance, bigger, better, badder. That's what's going on in the 90s. Lance Armstrong admitted to committing doping in, performance-enhancing drugs in the mid-90s. On Oprah, that's when he admitted that. Because Oprah was like, apparently, because he went on Oprah. I'm talking about them. He went on Oprah, and that's when he admitted to his wrongdoing. Because people had been coming for him for years. And he was like, nope, didn't do it. Nope, lies, nope. And on Oprah, he was like,
okay, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
And
asterisk.
And before, they only met a week before their interview. And she was like, I'm no holds barred.
I'm coming for you.
Is it cool? Yes or no? Okay. All right, and she was like, did you do performance-enhancing drugs for this? Yes. Did you use this? Yes. Did you win all of your Tour de France championships using illegal drugs or blood doping? Yes. He admitted it.
Okay.
But then he also said that it'd been going on in the 90s and everybody was doing it.
Except for the people who weren't doing it.
Except for the people who weren't winning, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, except for the people who weren't doing it.
Except for the people who didn't win.
I'm not just putting on his face.
No. I don't think so.
Where did you read those
lies?
Hey, friends. We're the girls at Unpredictably Us podcast. I'm Athena.
And I'm Christy. We're two friends that are running through life's unpredictable obstacles to see how well we achieve or fail those crazy moments.
We know a life without some living in it won't provide a story worth telling.
So grab some coffee, maybe wine, and buckle up because we're going on another adventure.
You can sit with us on Wednesday.
Welcome to Unpredictably Us podcast.
Okay, anyway, so Armstrong is an Olympian now. He's a junior Olympian. Everything's going great. It's the early 90s. He's not doping yet. In 1992, Armstrong finally began his professional career, his professional cyclist career, with the Motorola team. And apparently he was getting paid ba-bank.
And Motorola in the 90s, okay.
Ba-ba-bank, okay. So
that was just pagers at the time. Okay. And like early cell phones.
Mm-hmm. So he gets all these other championships. He had notable success between 1993 and 1996, right when that blood doping is getting jiggy with it. He won the world championship in 1993, Clásica de San Sebastián in 1995, Tour de Pau in 1995 and 96, and a handful of stage victories in Europe. And so he did place, like, stage 8 in Tour de France in 1993. I'm not really sure what that means. I guess there's different stages, and maybe that's, like, first place, second place.
He placed what?
Stage 8.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I think that's, like, their placement. Thing,
cause he was the eighth. He was the eighth one to cross the line.
The eighth wonder, I guess.
What the hell? Eighth wonder,
I guess. But then in 1995, he got stage 18. So I think he was like, I just really want to win, and all these other guys are doping, and it's not fair if I, you know, blah 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 blah. So I don't know. In 1996, October 1996, he's winning all these championships. He's doing well. He's like America's sweetheart because he's over in Europe and beating up the Europeans and, you know, placing in certain races. In 1996, Lance announced that he had been diagnosed with testicular cancer, and it was an aggressive form of testicular cancer.
I'm sorry. I believe all fucking forms of cancer are aggressive, regardless of how slowly they progress. They're all aggressive because they will kill you.
Yeah. She's right.
Go ahead.
They will kill you.
You're reading.
So, when he was diagnosed, it was well advanced. The tumors had spread to his abdomen, lungs,
Damn. And
lymph nodes.
What?
Yep. He had a testicle removed, and he drastically modified his eating habits and then began chemotherapy. He was given a 65% to 85% chance of survival.
That was at the time that he was dating Cheryl, what's her face, right?
I don't know who he was dating.
Cheryl
Cheryl Crow.
Thank you.
Cheryl Crow. Good job. He probably was. He probably was. Cheryl, what's your input, girl? What'd you think? Did you know?
They were dating in the 2000s.
Well, she still knew. I'm going to tell you. Anyway. So, he begins chemotherapy. He has a 65% to 85% chance of survival. But then the doctors found tumors in his brain.
Jeebus.
And then his survival odds dropped to 50-50.
They're like, sorry, dude.
Because it spread all over. Yeah. And then his it dropped even more to 40% survival rate. So, fortunately, he had the tumors removed from his brain.
So he had surgery on all those body parts?
A subsequent surgery to remove the brain tumors was declared successful. And after more rounds of chemotherapy, he was declared cancer-free in February of 1997. So they're just talking about the brain aspect of it. So I don't know. Well, he had a testicle removed.
Uh-huh.
They found it in his lymph nodes, lungs, and abdomen. So
that's stage 4 fucking cancer.
Yeah. Like. So I don't know if he had it removed. I imagine they should have had it removed to some sort. And then he went through with the chemotherapy, changed his diet. Because eating right helps too, guys. Like, food heals you. Food is medicine.
But it's not a cure.
It's not a cure, but food is medicine.
Listen. Okay, Steve Jobs died.
Yeah.
Because he refused to do fucking what his doctors said and instead decided he wanted to eat a bunch of fruits. That's why he died.
Yeah.
He didn't fucking go on chemo. He didn't do what his doctors told him to do. So don't think food is going to cure you, but it helps.
It helps.
It works in combination with Western medicine. And some Eastern medicine.
Some Eastern medicine.
I'm just saying, don't just think you're going to eat your way to fucking being cancer-free, because that's not probably going to happen.
This is how it works.
And we're not Christian scientists, and I don't believe you can just pray the cancer away either.
Yeah. So, pray the gay away. Just kidding, guys. We love you. So, even though he's battling cancer, he's still like, well, I'm going to beat this fucking cancer, I'm going to beat its ass, and then I'm going to come back better than ever. Okay? That's where he, you know,
continued. That was his mentality.
That was his mentality.
That's good. Like, he had a positive outlook.
He had something to look forward to.
A positive outlook also helps with cancer, really, especially, helps. Like, when you're going through fucking the sickness of fucking chemo and radiation and shit.
Because it's like you are out surviving the chemotherapy because it's straight poison.
You're poisoning your body.
Straight poison.
I'm poisoning my body to kill the poison. It's ridiculous. Like,
and the cancer is something that comes from you, so you're killing yourself.
Chemo. Yeah, but you can also, chemo will kill you.
I know, I'm just saying, like, it's a struggle. It's a straight fight. It's a straight fight. That's all I'm just trying to say.
Yeah.
So, he beats the cancer, February 1997, he comes through. No one else thought he was going to make it, though.
They were like, oh, you're going to die.
Yeah, and
but
so.
But we're rooting for you.
He lost his sponsorships. He had a sponsorship with Cofidis. They pulled the plug on his contract, and he was making $600,000 a year. The fuck?
And then suddenly you're not making $6,000.
Suddenly you're not. Now you're like, ooh, I better get some ramen.
Look, where did you put your savings? Where are they at?
Where's the money?
You better, you know, make sure you got yourself a nest egg.
Yeah, but he had trouble finding sponsors. He eventually did find a sponsor, and he signed a $200,000 a year.
Was it Big Pharma?
No, he got on a team with
it was Merck.
The United States Postal Service apparently has a cycling team.
Oh,
all right. The fuck? I don't understand.
But you can't deliver my damn mail on the day
of
the
How come I got my neighbor's mail a couple of times? Where's my shit? Focus, bitch. Put it in the right mailbox. I'm sorry. That was mean. Pay attention.
Our mail people are independent contractors, though.
Oh.
They're not actual postal service. They are, but they're contractors.
All right, fine.
So
whatever.
They don't drive the mail truck, and they don't wear the uniform.
Go through the mail twice. Like, it's very clear that this address is different and the name is different. Mm-hmm. So it's in the wrong box. I don't understand that.
They're just sorting fast. They want to be done. And especially, like, when it gets fucking hot, they'd be trying to get that shit out done by, like, 11 a.m.
I guess. And our mailbox is always full. It's disgusting. I hate how full our mailbox is.
Go to the mailbox once a day instead of
Once a week. Shut up. Anyway, so after he recovered from his cancer, Lance Armstrong founded the Lance Armstrong Foundation, which is now called the Live Strong Foundation.
Live Strong.
So you remember those Jell-O bracelets?
Yeah.
Live Strong.
I think they still have those.
They still do. The foundation is still live and kicking, and it's a good foundation because, you know, he created it to help other cancer patients. I'm sure there was a lot of money being made. But he did, you know, use it as a resource for people with cancer and, you know,
I remember a guy telling me, he didn't tell me, he told somebody that was standing next to me. Basically, they were like, oh, I like your bracelet. Where'd you get it? He was like, oh, it's from Lance Armstrong. It's Live Strong. But they're not making them anymore. You can't get it anymore.
You want to buy mine?
I was like, you're a liar.
You want to buy mine? It's $50.
I was like, why would you not be able to? All you got to do is donate and you fucking get a bracelet. What are you talking about?
They don't make them anymore.
There's a lot of wrong information out in the world.
And that was back in 2004. Or, 2004 that he said that. And I was just like, you're. This guy that I'm talking about, though, was a former AAA baseball player.
Boy,
who
bye.
Who became an EMT.
Boy, bye.
When I was an EMT.
Boy, bye.
So.
Again, boy, bye. So, Lance, this is in my words. I love when I write myself. Lance Armstrong came back with a vengeance in 1998 and started dominating again and winning a lot. In 1999, he wins the Tour de France. At the time, only one other American won, Greg LeMond. For Lance, one isn't enough. He won six more times. It's a great story. Cancer almost came for him. He's like, not today, cancer. He goes on to win seven Tour de France titles. He seemed a little suspicious. And there was this Irish sports writer.
Everybody was side-eyeing him.
They was like,
they were all standing on their little stacks the first, second, and third place. And they're just side-eyeing him like
seven times?
This motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Like at first, but he used cancer as a shield as well.
Yeah, because so, like you can't talk about him. He has cancer.
He has cancer.
Shh,
he has
cancer.
Oh my god, he has cancer.
What did they call it?
He's a survivor.
He's a survivor. Story. Yeah. Like, shut up. You don't have a pass to be an asshole
or a liar
because you had cancer. You don't. I'm sorry. You don't get that pass from me. Mm-mm. You don't get a pass because you had cancer, because your dog died, because you had a family member that got hit by a car. Whatever the case, I don't care what your fucking sob story is. If you're a dick, you're a dick. And that doesn't change the fact that you're a dick. Or that you're an asshole. Or that you're a cheater and you deserve to be in prison. Or whatever the case is. I don't care. I don't feel sorry for you, Harvey Weinstein, because you're on a fucking walker. You deserve to go to prison. Period.
Jail time. Okay. That's how we feel.
Okay. I'm old. Fuck you, dude. You did dirt. You're a fucking asshole.
I'm old.
Well, you better hope them prisoners don't like old ass.
Okay, you old dirty butt.
Because you're going to jail. All
right. Jail time.
So have fun on Rikers Island.
He's dominating the game, and it's hella suspicious. And people are asking questions, because this is a grueling trek. This is a grueling ride.
That is super suspicious.
It's very suspicious that you killed your body almost and then come back and wear the Tour de France. Oprah asked him, do you think without doping or like these illegal drugs, and we're just going to call it doping. Without doping, do you think that the Tour de France could have been won, that you could have won the Tour de France?
No.
He said it straight up. No.
Especially not six times.
Seven times.
So, oh, there it is. Okay. Like one time, great. Twice. Now I'm like, what the fuck? What's your secret? Three times I'm like, you fucking cheated.
Four, five, six, seven times.
No. Somebody test him.
Test him.
Now.
Test him. And he would like, apparently like his.
The cancer did it. Fuck you.
But like his stance and the way he approached things, he would bribe people. He would bully people.
He has to bully them. Definitely.
He does have to bully them. He's got money to pay them off. And he's like, get the fuck out of my fucking face, bitch. Bye.
Listen, Lance.
Listen, Lance. He has his own podcast now, by the way. Hey, Lance.
I want to know what's in your blood.
Now.
Because right you now. Are doing the goddamn impossible.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not trying to hate or anything, but I've heard that, like, one time for, I think it was Serena Williams, they came to her house to test her blood, and she's like, get out of here! She pretended like she wasn't at home. She locked herself up in the bathroom. Because they wanted to test her, and she was like, you are not testing
me. Don't touch me!
I'm not ready. So
I have to pee a few times.
I got to pee a few times. I drink some water. give me some cranberry juice.
What the hell? I'm just saying, look, if I'm doing some shit like that, I'm going to be expecting people to come for me.
Come to my house anytime, right?
Like, you're coming for me because I'm winning.
Exactly.
I'm doing that. Okay. Like that whole thing about, they're haters. Yes, they're haters because you're doing what they want to be doing.
Yeah.
They want to be winning.
Yeah.
You're winning. They're going to come for you.
For sure.
It's that simple.
Yep.
So be prepared.
Be prepared.
And, hey, if you're doing some fucking dirt, you better be prepared.
You better have that pee bag ready to be peed.
Okay.
Like, have your pee sitting
You better,
inside.
Listen.
Your clean pee.
You better get yourself a tennis ball with a blood bag inside of it and have them inject that shit. Like, you better be real quick. Paint that. Do some fucking Hollywood makeup and shit. Inject this right here.
Right here. Look at
right here. It's just a little swollen. It's okay.
Right there.
It's a little swollen. It's fine.
Okay, so.
I got hit there yesterday.
Be prepared. Anyway, so the person who first came for Lance was. Okay. So, an Irish writer by the name of David Walsh, for one, he became
suspicious
of Armstrong's behavior and sought to shed the light on the rumors of drug use in the sport. This was in 2001. He wrote a story linking Armstrong to this Italian doctor called Michele Ferrari, who was being investigated for supplying performance enhancers.
It was a man?
Michelle could have been a man or a woman. It's
Michelle, like, is a man.
It's Italian, too, so I don't know.
Well, in French, Michelle is a man.
It's Michelle with one L. And it's Italian.
Michele?
I don't know. M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Michele.
Well, C-H is pronounced K. It's a hard C
so
in Michele. Italian.
Okay.
And C-I is the C-H sound in English.
Okay.
So, Michele.
Michele. So
Michael.
Michael Ferrari.
Michael. Mikey!
He was being investigated, or she was being investigated, for supplying performance-enhancing drugs to cyclists in 2001.
he was early. He was way ahead of his time.
I told y'all, motherfuckers, I told you. So
y'all was laughing at me, and I told you.
And at this time, Lance is living his best life. He's brushing off all the cheating allegations. because he felt he was untouchable. He used, again, cancer as a shield.
Hey, I have ball cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one ball.
I could give a nut, but I can't because I only got one.
I have one ball. I might not be able to have kids anymore. Don't fuck with me. I'm winning.
I'm winning. Charlie, tell him, Charlie. Winning.
Okay. He's got that fucking dragon's blood. That tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood. So, in 2010, the plot thickens. So, he's doing all this winning. Everybody's like, whisper, 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 whisper. What's going on? What's going on? 2010, a former U.S. postal rider, because that's the team that Lance was on, the U.S. postal riders team, mm-hmm. Floyd Landis, was stripped of his 2006 Tour de France win for drug use. He admitted to doping and accused celebrated teammates of doing the same.
He was like, well, shit, if I'm going down, we Lance. All going down.
Lance, it's your turn, bitch. Here we go.
He's like, oh, well, so my teammates who were also doping
Look at everybody's about to drop dime right now. So, he shed the light on Lance in 2010. That prompted the federal investigation. And in June 2012, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency brought formal charges against Lance Armstrong. The case heated up in July 2012 when some media outlets reported that five of Armstrong's former teammates, George Hincapie, H-I-N-C-A-P-I-E, Hincapie, let's call it Hincapie, George Hincapie, Levi Lampheimer, David Zabreski, and Christian Van de Velde, all of whom participated in the 2012 Tour de France, were planning to testify against Lance Armstrong.
It was him. It was him. They straight pointed fingers.
Lance won seven times. We just won one.
Like, what the hell? We didn't listen.
Linda, listen. And it's because Lance is like, shut up. I beat cancer. Leave me alone.
And yeah, again, you do not get a pass. You don't.
You don't get a pass.
I don't care. Okay? You did that. Great. I'm glad you're alive. But now you're going to pay the fucking price for what you fucking did. You're going to be held accountable for your actions, dickhole, because cancer didn't make you do that.
No, it didn't. I think he just wanted to win, and everybody else was doing it. I'm not...
But he was getting accolades.
He was getting mad accolades. He didn't do it legitimately.
Like, he was, like, fucking on commercials and shit. People were like, Lance Armstrong, look at Lance Armstrong. Tom Green did a whole Lance Armstrong thing. Like, it was like, he was America's fucking golden boy for a while.
Yes, he was. And he... lied for a really long time, and I'm sure his asshole was getting real heavy.
Oh, and
carrying them books.
His little charity, I mean, I don't know how they're doing things now, but back in the day, Livestrong, they don't pay their writers. So if you're writing for Livestrong,
or did write for Livestrong,
they don't pay their fucking writers. What? I mean, they do. They pay you like 0.7 cents a fucking word.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. They exploit their fucking writers. Okay. So. Unless you're, like, a professional that has a salary coming from, from like, the one post you make a month on Livestrong. Because I'm sure they have writers that are like, you're going to pay me this. Because they don't pay, like, if you're, like, you know, somebody who's trying to break into writing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you manage to, like, get on the Livestrong writing platform. Because it used to be a thing where, like, they would hire writers, but they wouldn't. They paid you, like, a revenue share. And it was, like, literally you had to get, like, 80,000 fucking views on that article just to make a dollar. It was ridiculous. I don't know how it is now, but at the time, back in 2007, when I was, like, scrambling to find writer work online, that's how it was. It was bullshit.
So, show you right. So... even as all this is happening, when everybody's, like, saying, Lance did it, Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it. This is in July 2012. And finally, January 2013, and that was the interview with Oprah also, he finally admitted to doping. Mm-hmm. So, until January 2013, he claimed that he never had any positive tests and drug tests he had taken over his cycling career.
I never had any positive ones. Because you didn't take any tests! Did you take any tests?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that came for him. And there was just like, Lance, stop it. And a bunch of, and he was just like, shut up, I'm going to push you. He was like, whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole?
Whack-a-mole was like, shut up, hater, knocking him down. Shut up. Nah. But he lost, he was stripped, obviously, of all the wins, the 7 wins from the Tour de France, and he was banned from cycling ever.
Listen, if you touch a fucking bicycle, you're going to jail. You can't even own a bike.
You can never ride a bike again.
Can you imagine?
That's fucked up. Like,
well, I can't. I don't know how to drive.
Well, you better get a license because you can't.
You better learn how to drive because you learn can't ride a bike.
Well, you better get on a motor on a skateboard.
Yeah. So he got stripped of all of his titles. And he got banned from the sport.
Oh, well.
In 2013. Well, actually, no, he got banned in 2012 when they were like, bitch, you guilty.
We know you did it.
We know you did it. Let me finish reading my notes. I'm sorry.
She all puts it down.
Let me finish.
All right, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm done talking about this asshole.
I'm done talking about it right now.
He's still cute, though.
I mean.
Oh, my God. So David Beckham was on Ellen.
Yeah, he was.
On Thursday?
He got scared by a clown or something, right?
He doesn't like clowns.
Nobody likes clowns.
But no, Justin Bieber popped out of a box and scared him because, like, his kids are and Justin Bieber are friends.
Oh.
They love him and they went trick-or-treating at his house and took pictures and whatnot. Justin Bieber popped out of a box and scared David Beckham.
He was like, I was not expecting that.
But, like, he's getting older, but he's still
sexy. He can still get it. You can still get it. Okay, so
test my urine.
What movie was that? Hang on, that was Bad Teacher.
jail time.
Oh, Brandy, you crack me up. So, I mean, honestly, pretty much, Lance is trying to live this shit down. He was just like,
listen, you better start, like, 85 more charities, and you better start donating to, like, other charities.
An interview from, like, 2 years ago, and he talked about his, like, he has, like, 2 podcasts or whatever, and he's just like, I'm just trying to live this down. Like, it happened.
Come to my house. I'll help you live it down.
Can you do some chores for me? Like...
I need a fence put up. I need some landscaping done.
I need some money, Lance. Send us some money.
I need you to clear some fucking tumbleweeds out of my backyard.
That's what I was doing in my backyard earlier. It looks so good. Oh, I'm going to take you back there. It looks good.
So many tumbleweeds.
I'll help you. It's fine. Kendall was about that life. It looks good. But he's trying to live this down. Obviously, it's funny. Like, people ask Brandy and us, like, mostly Anthony. And, like, even on, like, the Lady Pod Squad Slack channel, people like, oh, you know, I want to see these people as real. I know they're humans. And we know these people are humans.
But humans do dirty shit.
Humans do dirty things.
And you know what's really funny, though? Like, honestly.
Yeah.
If this was the news, if it was on the news, and it was some random person who got caught,
yeah,
you know, doing something. I won't say committing a murder, but, like, who in got caught. Let's say
Robin.
They took some money from charity.
Yeah.
We'd be wanting to see them run out of town on a rail.
Grab your torch and pitchfork!
Yes, exactly. We would be marching outside of their houses, asking somebody to go in there and pull their asses out so we could drag them in the street.
Right.
This is a person who made a name for himself,
yeah,
as a hero, basically.
True.
Because he battled cancer and won. He won the Tour de France 7 fucking times. So we see him as more than human.
A hero.
He's a hero. But if it was just some random ass schlub on the street who did the same thing, we'd be like, fuck that guy! He needs to go to jail!
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People hold celebrities in higher regard than just the guy that you see on the news. So it's not, it's like, oh, well, but he did so much, blah, blah, blah. He did the same thing that you or I, if we were like, if I got arrested for selling steroids or, you know, doing something of that nature, you wouldn't give a shit what happened to me because nobody knows my name. I'm not the person that, you know, won these races and battled this cancer in an international fucking arena. You can't compare, well, you know, I want to see them as a real person. He is a real person. He did some fucking dirt. This obviously isn't a crime that is punishable by prison time. That's my urine! You know, like, again, like Bernie Madoff went to prison because of what he did. Nobody knew his name until he went to prison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until we found out, or like Charles Ponzi. Nobody knows their names until they make the news.
Yep.
And then they become a nationally known name, and in some cases a celebrity. They're a criminal still, but now they're a celebrity too.
Yep.
So, you know,
We have to hold everybody to the same fucking
standard. Because guess what? That asshole that freaking thinks he's above the law just because he is famous and has more money than most people is going to act that way because we treat him that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you treat that person the same way you treat a homeless person on the street because you don't like homeless people because you think they're lazy or they have addiction problems, and you would spit on a homeless person, but you wouldn't spit on this asshole who's committing crimes.
Yeah.
You're a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Because homeless people actually do need help.
Yep.
While these fuckers deserve to go to prison.
Jail time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, look at it that way. The way you treat a homeless person versus the way you treat a celebrity, compare the two and see where you land on that fucking scale. Okay, go ahead.
Preach, sister. Sister, preach.
I'm just saying, like, it bothers me. Bums.
Bums.
I don't feel like we treat homeless people the way they should be treated. Like, they have issues, yes. A lot of them have mental health issues.
Yeah.
People don't choose to be homeless. Well, some people do. There are some people who do choose to be homeless. But in most cases, they're not choosing to be homeless. They can't get the health care they need.
Yeah.
They can't get the work skills they need.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case. And, like, people treat them like dirt. And it's not cool.
It's not fair. And
But Lance Armstrong has done all this shit. And people are like, I love him. He won the Tour de France 7 times. Even though he was doing the dirtiest shit to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's right. You have to. We're all human. Okay. Everyone's a human. It doesn't matter their class, where they came from, where they are.
You're not everybody. I'm sorry, Queen Elizabeth, but you're not better than me, bitch.
You're all the same. And you have to treat everybody on the same level.
Leave Meghan and Harry alone.
Leave them alone.
Let them live their fucking lives.
It's treat everybody with the same kindness and compassion that you would want to be treated with. And you're going to live a good life. You know what I'm saying? Treat everybody the way they should be treated and the way you want to be treated. And be happy. Everybody's not happy.
Nope.
That's not true.
That right there, that's the problem. I can't be happy unless I feel better than somebody else.
Which is not cool.
I'm higher or I'm better than certain people.
No, you're not.
So I use certain terms. I say certain things. I have certain behaviors that are disgusting because I feel like I need to make myself feel better about myself.
Let me interject. So when I had that interview with Lunch, Jamal's dad, you know Lunch, my father-in-law.
Yeah.
He was like in the hurricane, like there's rich people, there's poor people, and guess what? You're all in the same fucking line.
Exactly.
For some food.
Exactly.
For some water.
That's exactly.
For some blankets.
You can be
dropped
that person's shoes at any given time.
You can be knocked down.
Don't fool yourself.
Don't fool yourself. You can be knocked down at any time. So guess what, bitch? We on the same level, Mr. Whatever.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like people, they think they're better than certain people.
Yeah.
And then they find themselves, like, especially, like, when there's a hurricane. A
disaster.
When they're, like, the tornadoes that happened in Tennessee.
Dude, praying for Nashville right now.
When there's
Tennessee.
An earthquake, whatever, a volcano.
Anything.
You, all of a sudden, are now on the same level as this other person that you thought you were better than.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
How does that feel?
Do you feel like shit? Okay, well, if you feel like shit, imagine how that other person has felt their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you walked around thinking you were better than that person. Anyway, back to Lance Armstrong. You were saying that people were like, I want to look at them as humans or something? Or like...
A few people was like, with the Rachel Dolezal one.
I feel like she has mental health issues and needs to get help.
That's what one girl said. She was like, I'm doing more research into her to see, like, what was her driving factor and realizing that she was a human. And I was like, that's cool. She's crazy. But, you know, we don't know what kind of crazy. We're not sure what class of crazy she was in. But everyone's human, and we don't, you know...
I judge everybody on the same category. You're a dick or you're not. On the same
category.
You're an asshole or you're not. This is
just straight off the cuff.
Because there's homeless people that are assholes too.
Straight off the cuff, no filter, baby. And we're not softening the blow. So that's how it is. Lance, you did what you did. You know what you did. You're trying to amend or...
He's trying to make amends. Yeah, he's trying to make amends for his misdoings.
Yeah. And I guess, like, if I was brought up in that culture where everybody was doping... Everybody's doing the same fucking thing, and you're like...
I feel like I'm going to get caught. That's the only reason that I don't commit crimes
right.
is because I feel like I'm going to get caught.
Exactly.
So I don't do it. And that might be the wrong reason yeah. not to do it, yeah. and it might be the right reason well, in your well, eyes.
Lance was saying...
Like, I feel like I'm going to go to jail, so I don't I'm do gonna it. Go to,
his started with the cortisone. Like
I'm not slick.
You know how they hit him up with the cortisone yeah. so they can power through it?
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it started, and it just kind of... continue to escalate.
They don't test for cortisone because like,
they don't test for cortisone. But
shots in your joints as when a young child, up.
Like that. What I'm saying is like that was his introduction right. into that.
Right.
Was cortisone
mm-hmm.
to push past the pain and play.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying like if I was an elite athlete, maybe that's why I didn't become an elite athlete in college. Like that's why the softball team at Fresno State was like, we're okay with you. We don't need you. Don't come back. You can try out again next year. My knee was fucked up. My ACL and my meniscus was fucked up. My shit was going like this during practice.
Yeah.
And I might have been doping. Who fucking knows? Because it happens in college. That's yeah, when it happens.
And actually, sometimes didn't you see? We saw Varsity Blues. That shit starts in high school.
True. It happens. And I'm just
Lance
saying,
lost his. Hey, his name was Lance.
His name was Lance.
Lance,
find that fucking big scheme.
Lance is right.
Or you saying, hey man, you did what you did. You lied. You tried to deny it for a while, but you finally came true because that book of lies got real heavy.
Okay.
Real, real heavy.
And Oprah, look, Oprah is going to come for you.
Oprah will come for you.
Oprah, get us on your show. We love you, Oprah.
We love
Please
you,
listen
queen.
To us.
We love you, queen.
We want to be one of your Super Soul Top 100
podcasts.
Yes.
Make a group. Make a list. Oprah, put it on the list. Make one.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to start campaigning. We're going to do an Oprah campaign.
Finger waves. Yeah.
Don't think I won't, in the next week, have researched Oprah's Super Soul 100 list and how to get on it.
Get it. We're trying to get it. But anyway, Brandy, what's your thumbs up for the week?
Oh, hold on. Before my thumbs up, this is what I was going to say.
Okay.
Seth fucking MacFarlane tried to come for podcast.
Excuse me.
Okay. So, this is what happened. Seth MacFarlane, I'm talking about you, you fucking asshole with your cartoons.
Ooh.
Okay, I love him. He's, you know, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, Seth MacFarlane. So, it was an episode that came on a few months ago. It probably has rerun since then. I don't know. I don't watch it regularly anymore. But it was an episode where he was talking about, he was like, basically, he mocked, like, did a mock, mock podcast commercial talking about ZipRecruiter.
Okay.
Because you know how a lot of podcasts
advertise ZipRecruiter.
Yes. So he was talking about, I feel like podcast, like ZipRecruiter doesn't understand that, you know, people who are who have the ability to hire other people don't listen to podcasts. I was like, not true. Number one, podcast listeners are actually
everybody.
I feel like, and I might be wrong, but I feel like people who listen to podcasts are actually more sophisticated than people who don't listen to podcasts.
Bloop!
Because we have the intellect and the ability and the knowledge to go and seek out the podcast
Bloop!
That appeal to us. We want to hear podcasts that give us the information that we want.
Yeah.
Instead of just listening to random-ass terrestrial radio that just play the top 40.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I like you and Ariana Grande. I like you, Justin Bieber, sometimes. I like you, Cardi B. But podcasts are serving me something that I'm actually looking for rather than what the rest of the fucking country wants to hear.
Word.
So, Seth MacFarlane, Family Guy. And anybody who listens to this show, if you're a Seth MacFarlane follower on Twitter or if you watch Family Guy, whatever, please tag him in a post telling him that I'm calling his ass out and that he needs to come on our podcast and atone for his fucking bullshit.
Brandy.
Also, he did a podcast interview. So how are you talking shit about podcasts when you did a podcast interview?
Who was he on?
Second, I don't know. He was talking about his, because Family Guy has been on the air for 20 years.
I know.
He did a podcast. He did an interview on a podcast talking about 20 years on Family Guy. So, again, Seth MacFarlane, come on our podcast. We want to interview you about the biggest scammer you know. so now, my thumbs up for the week is that I'm going to be making...
Was he on with Adam Carolla?
It might have been. I don't know because I wasn't listening. I just Googled because I was like, oh, that's right. He tried to come for podcasts.
Adam Carolla.
And people who hire using ZipRecruiter on
podcasts.
Honestly,
it's not just about people who hire. It's talent. I've been using ZipRecruiter this past, 2 weeks to look for, work.
But you've been looking for work. But
they need both. They need
people who have the ability to hire don't listen to podcasts.
Yes, they do. That's not true. Yes, they do. But it's a two-way street. If I'm looking for people to hire, I need to have talent in the pool also. So guess what? ZipRecruiter is bringing in talent to fill your fucking job. So, whatever. He's confused about that. So I'm just going to bloop, leave a message for him.
He
writes cartoons.
And movies.
I love his voice. I listen to, what's that TV show they did when he's in space, that Seth MacFarlane show? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched that too. I'm a fan. I don't watch Family Guy.
His content. Me too. Just remember what you're talking about when you're putting your fucking show out.
Because guess what?
Because we're watching too.
Guess what? This is the
future, motherfucker. Podcasting is motherfucker.
He'll have
future.
One in the next
Don't
5 years.
Don't fuck no shit up, because when you have a podcast, dog, no. I'm telling you, we're going to be on it.
In the next 5 years, Seth MacFarlane will have a podcast. For Don't sure. even make a doubt about that.
No doubt.
Anyway, as I was saying.
Thumbs up for the week.
Thumbs up for the week is that I'm going to be making tons of jewelry pieces. And I believe I'm going to do a website on Weebly because they do free ones.
Sweet.
I was trying to figure out where I wanted to, because I still have the Etsy shop, and then I can incorporate that to the Weebly. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying Weebly because I'm pretty sure I'm going to use Weebly. I'm not 100% about it, but I'm about 80% about it. Because Shopify is high.
Look at
just for monthly, they're high. So I believe that's where I'm gonna go with it for the time being, just so that I can have something other than the Etsy. Because mm-hmm. I want to blog about the pieces. I don't want to just put the pieces on.
No, that's legit.
And
give them a story.
Hopefully they, people see them. I want to direct people there to the store. I want to be able to put links there. I want to, So I want to have more control than just the Etsy storefront.
Yeah.
What's your thumbs up for the week?
Meanwhile,
I still have four other websites that I have to fucking try to run. Yeah. I need help. Anybody know of any good web people?
We need an intern.
People who are
Can I do my thing?
Have WordPress in their blood.
Yeah. WordPress in your blood.
WordPress in your blood.
I'm going to make biscuits this coming week. So I'm going to making biscuits. You got to go to the bathroom. Brandy has to pee. I'm making biscuits and just working on me. If you want to be a boss.
Just working on me.
If you want to be a fucking boss, then that's my game. I want to be a fucking boss. Self-improvement.
Yep.
You got to work on your shit. That's you got to work on your craft. You got to put work and time into it. And that was my goal. To be at home, and that's where I am, but I gotta make that fucking paper.
Make that cheddar, girl.
Gotta make that cheddar, and it doesn't just fall in your hand, you gotta work for it.
Hell no, that's
so
the truth.
So I'm working for me, and you gotta work for you, baby. So let's cut it off, because Brandy has to go to the bathroom. So
I don't know, just keep going.
I'm just gonna work on me this week, and I'm gonna post a lot and be on social a little more. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleet.
And this was... Book of Lies.
I feel like I'm doing aerobics right now.
She is. The podcast. And hey, thanks for listening. Check us out on social. Visit our website, www.bookoflies.com.
bookoflifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to support us monetarily, $2, $5, or $10, connect with us on Patreon. We will be releasing our Hunters episode for Patreon this week. We're going to shoot for this week. And thank you. Connect with us on social, Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, Facebook and Instagram, Book of Lies Podcast. And again, our website, www.bookoflifepodcast.com. Thank you so much for your support. We love you. We need you. And come on back. And if you haven't yet, leave us a review so we can push that bad review down. And have a great week. Thank you for listening.